This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Pat Bodner.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Our subject this week is bird flu.
There are many kinds of avian influenza. The one that has many people concerned is caused by the virus H5N1. This virus has killed birds in about 40 countries. It is highly deadly to chickens, turkeys, and other poultry. But birds are not the only ones at risk. The first known cases in humans appeared in 1997 in Hong Kong. Since 2003, the virus has been found in more than 180 people in at least 8 countries. More than 100 of them have died. So far, experts say most of the victims have been infected directly from sick birds. But there is concern that the virus could change into a form that spreads easily from one person to another.
Infections have been found in 60 kinds of wild birds. The part that migratory birds play in spreading the virus is still being studied. Experts still do not know exactly how the virus spread from Asia to Europe and Africa. Migratory birds fly long distances between a winter home and a summer home. Some researchers say these birds are getting too much blame. But American scientist Robert Webster believes ducks are a big part of the problem. He says ducks might not get sick from bird flu, but spread the disease easily to chickens. Some experts think the virus could reach the United States in April or May. They say it could arrive when ducks and other wild birds from Asia reach Alaska. Government scientists are testing thousands of wild birds flying across the state.
Animal health experts say people who want to protect chickens and other birds should keep them in closed areas away from wild birds. Also, farm birds should not drink from water used by wild birds. If the virus appears, people with special training and protective clothing should kill all the birds on the farm. The farm must be cleaned completely. To help prevent an outbreak, people should clean their hands and shoes before and after they visit farms or markets where birds are kept. Washing clothes and equipment after contact with birds is also important. Any equipment or supplies that are shared with people who keep birds should be cleaned after use. Experts say items made of materials like wood and fiber should not be shared because they are more difficult to disinfect.
In many places, chickens are kept close to or inside people's homes. This can be an infection risk, especially when children play with them. People should cover their face and hands when they work with farm birds or wild birds. Facial protection will reduce the risk of breathing dust that might carry the infection. To increase the protection, people should not eat, drink, or smoke while working with birds. Birds that get the virus often die within 48 hours. Other possible signs are lack of egg production or eggs with soft shells, lack of energy, swelling in the eyes and neck, and a purple color around the legs. Any suspected cases should be reported to animal health officials immediately.
You are listening to Science in the News in VOA Special English. In France, the H5N1 virus was found in a wild duck about 1 kilometer from the farm of a man named Daniel Clare. Soon his chickens also had the virus, but he did not believe the duck was responsible. Mr. Clare blamed reporters. He said they brought the virus to his farm on their shoes after they went to where the dead duck was found. The infection can spread on shoes, tires, farm equipment, clothes, and people's hands, and it can spread whenever birds are transported, either legally or illegally. Illegal trade is a concern because it can sabotage efforts to stop an outbreak.
Products made with bird waste are another concern. Bird waste is often used to make fertilizer. It is also used as food in fish farming. But untreated waste can spread the infection. In some cases, wild birds are believed to have been infected by drinking water in fish farms. Experts say the virus can live in water for 3 weeks. The World Health Organization says the virus can be killed in poultry products at a heat of 70 degrees Celsius. The WHO also has other rules for food safety. Wash your hands before eating. Disinfect all equipment and surfaces that are used to prepare food. And do not place uncooked meat next to cooked meat.
There are no warnings to avoid countries with cases of bird flu, but officials do advise travelers not to visit bird farms or have other contact with birds before or during their travels. Public health officials are trying to prevent a human pandemic. A pandemic is a worldwide outbreak of disease. Pandemics happen when people have no resistance to an aggressive new virus. Flu pandemics happen from time to time. The worst known was the 1918 Spanish flu. Many researchers estimate the dead at between 20 million and 50 million. Some say the number could be as high as 100 million. Many scientists say the next flu pandemic is likely to be caused by the H5N1 virus. Others point out that there is no way to know.
Influenza viruses continually change. Scientists have to make new vaccines each year to protect people. It takes 6 months or more to develop a new flu vaccine, and even in a normal flu season, it takes time to produce enough to meet demand. Scientists are now working on vaccines to protect people against a possible bird flu pandemic. There is no cure for bird flu, just like other kinds of influenza. 2 antiviral drugs, Tamiflu and Relenza, might help reduce the severity in some cases if taken very soon after a person gets sick. But sooner or later, medicines can lose their effectiveness as viruses and bacteria develop resistance. So doctors are being urged to limit the use of Tamiflu and Relenza now in case they are needed for a pandemic.
The World Health Organization is telling all countries to have a plan in case of a pandemic. A good plan must include information about finding enough hospital space for sick people. There must be information about when to close schools or workplaces, and information about when to require people to stay home and how to get medicine. But officials say only about 40 countries have a plan. The United States said in January that it will provide $334 million to help other countries deal with outbreaks. International health officials have been meeting to work on a plan so all nations get vaccines and antiviral medicines. About 30 countries are buying large amounts of medicine. But right now, the WHO says it believes most developing countries will not have enough supplies to deal with a pandemic. Some medical experts see little chance that even the United States would have enough to prevent a pandemic within the next 3 years. Others, though, think people worry too much about the H5N1 virus.
So why does the animal virus rarely spread from human to human? New reports in Science magazine and Nature offer an explanation. Two separate teams found that the virus is only able to enter cells deep in the lungs. Human flu viruses attach to cells in the upper part of the breathing system. People then spread the infection from the nose and mouth when they cough and sneeze. The scientists in the United States, Japan, and Netherlands note that genetic changes would be needed for the H5N1 virus to cause a pandemic.
Before we go, here are three sites on the Internet to learn more about avian influenza. One is the website of the World Health Organization, WHO.int.
The second is a United States government site, pandemicflu.gov.
And the third is our website, voaspecialenglish.com. You can find a link to the latest news about bird flu.
Science in the News was written by Karen Leggett and produced by Cynthia Kirk. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Pat Bodner. To send us email, write to special@voanews.com. Listen next week for more news about science in Special English on The Voice of America.